In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about a year-end business review that you should be paying attention to if you are looking at not only ending the year strong, but starting the next year on fire. I'm telling you, this is going to be really, really good for you to pay attention to because I don't think there's a lot of people out there talking about it, but we're going to talk about it here, and I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are talking about the year-end business review because, listen, I honest to God want us to not only end this year strong, on fire, feeling like we are doing the things that God would have us to do with our business and our personal lives as well, but definitely in our business so that we can be ready for what he has in store for us in the next year. I want us to end this year strong and not hit that low like a lot of businesses do, a lot of people do, unless people are gearing up for Black Friday. But I'm going to tell you, the time of this recording, if you barely are looking at Black Friday, you are already too late because Black Friday, you guys know, I don't even think Black Friday, it started on Thanksgiving Day, the day before Thanksgiving. It's just done got out of control. You guys know what I'm talking about. But really, what are you going to be doing during this holiday season for your business? But really, it's about putting a lot of thought into preparing for the next year. So that's what we're getting into today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those who continue to rock with me. I always like to give shout outs to you guys from all around the world who keep helping me out by listening, by helping the metrics. For those of you who are clicking on the description and helping us with donations so that we can get this podcast out to even more people, your contributions, they are everything. And I just wanted to personally thank you for that. So everything you need is there in the description. But today we're talking about year-end business review. We're really looking at key areas to assess and plan for a successful year. And in reality, there are some things that we really should be looking at, like not just how much money we made, but really, if we're talking about, actually, that's probably going to be the best place to start, right, is looking at our money, because really, it's we want to be able to do a health check, a financial health check. And I think that with the financial health check, there are some realities that really for some people that can set in, because some of us are running businesses and they're really hobbies. Because a business is a business once you make some sales and once you make some money. I said it, deal with it. That is the absolute truth. It's not a business until you start making money. But in reality, I didn't mean that to come off as harsh as it may have sounded. So you guys forgive me for that. But that's the truth. I mean, that's just what I mean. I've heard several gurus really actually say that. Right. So you have to, we call it a business once we, I mean, we can start it out as a business, but really it crosses over when you make that first dollar. And so that's something important to check. And you want to be looking at your finances and looking at your expenses. And are you at a point where you are finished? Like there's phases to the finances. Like when you're getting started, you're putting out a whole lot of money to get things done, to get logos done, to get infrastructure done, to get technology done, to get websites done, all of the things that you may need to run your business properly. You may get some help with the business plan. You may want to spend money on ads. So there's a lot of money that you might be putting out ahead of time. But at some point that has to stop, right? It has to shift into you making some money with the things that you're doing. And depending on the product or service that you're selling, you know, that buying cycle could be a little bit longer, because if you're dealing with, you know, the higher priced products you have, the longer the buying cycle is. And so when you know, if you're trying to close a $25,000, $100,000 client, that's going to take generally a lot more time and a lot more resources than it would be to close a $25 client. And so you want to be able to look at and analyze your revenue, your profits, and your expenses to see if they still align with what you thought you were going to be doing. Right? You want to look for some trends. Have you been able to see where your business slows down and why? Have you been able to see when is a time for people to really want to partake in your goods and services, right? Have you figured out, you know, the correct marketing strategy for that? That those are all important things to be looking at. You also want to be able to do a cash flow forecast, right? Like, based on what you have done and based on what plans you are putting in place for the following year, you know, what, you know, quarter one, Q2, Q3, Q4, you know, do you already have some things booked already, right? Do you already have some sales that you've already been working on that you're anticipating taking place, you know, in next year? Because that would be something that would be really, really important. Because again, you have to plan for this, and you have to plan for the slow seasons, right? Because that's what's going to help you to be prepared. Sometimes that's really challenging when you're just getting started out to know even what the slow season is, right? Or slow seasons are, if it's more than one, and it might happen during times of the year for whatever the reason. But really, it's important for you to have a good idea about that so that you can plan accordingly. And then there's the taxes. People don't want to talk about the taxes. They want to talk about all the money they make. They don't want to talk about how much they have to give Uncle Sam. I remember listening to Oprah one time, and she said that she has to go into a moment of prayer, a moment of silence before she has to write her check. You know, she's writing a whole big old gigantic check to the IRS, but she still has to do it, right? Because you don't want to be dealing with that. You know, you're making, you know, money, but you haven't been properly putting money aside for taxes, right? I'm not a professional with taxes, and so you guys are going to have to consult your tax professionals on that. But really, it would really behoove you to be putting money aside for taxes, or to have been putting money aside for every dollar you spend. Listen, it's a whole lot better to put 25 cents away than it is to later have to pay, have to come up with, you know, 35 cents on the dollar, and you don't have anything saved, right? So maybe you saved, you know, $2,000 and you need $3,000, but you don't even have to the $2,000 because you didn't decide to take any money out. That's going to hurt a lot more than if you're saying, oh, I just have to come up with another thousand. I'm using simple numbers, and I'm just throwing things out there to really tell you that it will behoove you, even in the early stages, to be able to be putting money away for taxes. See, the thing about entrepreneurship is a lot of people want to be making money and want to, you know, make it seem like they can keep all the money that they're making, or this is how much they're making, but they're never talking about how much they have to pay out. They're never talking about how much they have to pay in taxes, right? And they're definitely not talking net. Most of the time, they're not talking about their net. They're talking about their gross, because that's a much bigger number. But I'm going to tell you what, you want to tell the truth to yourself, because you can get yourself into a lot of trouble if you're not consulting the right folks, taking the right monies out for yourself, for your business, because that can really be one thing that can really help to, that could make your business collapse very, very quickly, is not doing that. The next thing that you want to do, other than a financial health check, is really you want to know what your KPIs are, your key performance indicators, right? Like, assess your goals. Like, look at your year and say, did I accomplish the things I want to set out to accomplish? Now, one of the things that I have been really doing this year is foundation, right? I really didn't even want to build on the foundation. Well, let me be clear. I always wanted to build on the foundation, but I wanted to take some real time to lay a very solid foundation in what I wanted to do. And sometimes that requires you to go down and dig down with infrastructure, with processes, with teams, right? Or team people that you may need. Like, obviously, if you're not making a lot of money, you don't want to necessarily be hiring people at all. But you might need people to be able to help you with things. Like if you need a team member to help, you call them a team member to help you build your website or to, you know, design some things for you or, you know, for whatever the case, whatever the thing may be. But you want to make sure that you're doing that. And so that's one of the things that I was doing is laying foundation. And so even with foundation, I have to ask myself, did I do what I said I was going to do? I've been doing this podcast since February 5th, 2024. And I have over 100 episodes. There has definitely been some replays, but I still have over 100 episodes because I am committed to doing this. Even on days where I really don't feel like I have something to say, I'm still committed to doing it because it's a foundation setting. It's going to get better and better and better because I'm committed to doing that. Now, I could have decided that I wanted to try to, try to go for big gurus as guests and try to, you know, spend a lot of money to do the podcast. But everything that's happened so far has been organic because I wanted to lay the right foundation. That is so important. So when I'm looking at the end of my year and I'm assessing my year, the end of the year goals, I'm asking myself, was that successful? Was that one of the things for my business that was successful? And I would undeniably, unequivocally say it has been so far. And then I want to make plans for what I want to do for next year. I definitely want to have a better schedule for guests. Have a lot of people that are reaching out to me that I need to, you know, get planned and just have a better system for doing that, right? So again, what am I talking about? I'm using the podcast as an example to talk about my goals, revisit the metrics that I wanted to set for myself, right? I want to look at, and sometimes you can be looking at number of customers, you could be looking at sales, you can look at customer retention, whatever it is. It could be based on that. It could be how many people you reached out to versus how many people you actually sold to, how many calls you got on. Sometimes we're just booking calls and we're not even keeping track of the numbers because, as I tell you guys, it's a numbers game. I'm not the only person that says that, but it is absolutely a numbers game for you to have the right amount of people coming in to even assess if what you're doing is right. Like you can't have 10 people come to the door and say, oh, we got to redo the whole marketing plan because 10 is not, that number is not big enough. In most cases, that number is too small to make large changes from. And so if you're going and evaluating your performance indicators, your KPIs, right? Then you will know some of the numbers that are going to be important for you. And then you can also use that to be able to make projections for the new year. So we've been talking about financial health check. Then we've been talking about evaluating your KPIs. Another thing you can look at is your customer feedback and your customer experience, because that could be something that could really help you grow more in the new year. Now, obviously, if you haven't gotten a lot of customers just yet, that can be something that you want to grow into, like what, you know, looking at the customer experience so far, what foundation are you putting into place? That's what I'm trying to say. What foundation are you putting into place to be able to give feedback from your customers in the first place? Sometimes what we're doing is we're making decisions about our customers without consulting our customers. And I think sometimes that can get us, that can tend to get us in trouble. So making sure that you are looking at your customer feedback and understanding, are they satisfied? Where you need to be improving? Asking them about what advice would they give you to improve if they had any, because sometimes asking it in a non-threatening way like that can really, really help you to get some really, really, really good information. Because a lot of times people want to see you succeed, right? Your customers want you to get better. That's why they bought from you in the first place. They want to see you doing more things, especially if they're very, very loyal to you. So that's something that's important, and making sure that you are updating your practices, updating what you're doing for your customers, updating if you felt like you got yourself burned out, You want to be able to pull back a little bit more and put some other systems in place. Maybe you need some more automaticity going on and having things run a little bit smoother for you and your customers. Whatever it is that you need to do, make sure you're taking into account those that are helping to fund your business and making sure that you're putting systems in place that are going to be pleasing to them. The next thing that I want to talk about really quickly, I mean, I have a few more things on the list, but I think I might do this. I don't know if I'm going to do this in a two-part, but I just don't want to do them all tonight. So we're not going to, I'm saying tonight because I'm recording this at night. So you guys forgive me for that. But making sure that you are looking at your efficiencies and processes. That is huge. And I'm going to end with that. And that's the fourth thing. It is so vitally important for you to look at your processes and try to get as much automated as you can. I mean, I remember when I was a teacher, I was trying to automate everything. I had to get a scanner to do spelling tests. I didn't care if I had to develop the spelling test, which I did when I was teaching like 1,000 years ago, fifth grade class. And I was like, I just needed automated because I want to make my work a lot easier. And all the time, I'm trying to think, because I do tech now, I'm always thinking about how can we make this experience easier for the customers? How can we make this better? How can we make it better for ourselves? How do we make it to where nobody gets burned out and that we can do what we need to do in the most efficient way possible? Like, that's the thing that you should be asking yourself. How can I be more efficient at what I'm doing? I know that there's people that, you know, that like to use things like Google spreadsheets. And I love Google spreadsheets, unless I could build some technology to make it even simpler, right? Like, what is going to work? So looking at some technology that may be able to help you, looking at your customer flows, looking at your communication management, looking at some tech tools that you might be able to utilize to be able to help you, and eliminating the things that aren't helping you grow. Like the things, especially if you're looking at what you want to do for the following year, and you might have already outgrown some systems, you might have already outgrown some tools, you may have been utilizing something and you're finding that it's just too many steps for you to use. Now is a good time. Now is an excellent time for you to start shopping around, looking at things that are going to be better for you, trying some things out on there. Generally speaking, if they have free, you know, trials, especially with technology, just finding out what you can do to be more efficient, because I'm telling you, in the long run, that's what's going to help you. So wrapping up, we're talking about looking at the new year and trying to figure out how we are going to be better. We're taking a look at the review and seeing what have I done and what do I want to do to be good. We first talked about a financial health check. I talked about evaluating your goals and your key performance indicators, otherwise known as your KPIs. Say that fast 10 times. And then we talked about customer feedback and their experience. And then finally ended with your operational efficiency and process reviews. I'm telling you, if you listen to these things, and especially at this time of year, you might be thinking, man, I just don't want to do anything. Don't let that be the case, because I'm telling you, you won't go in on fire to the next year. These are the things that, it's not the sexy work. You guys know I always talk about the non-sexy work. This is not the sexy work, but this is the important work that needs to be done in order for you to be as successful as you want to be in your business. I pray that there was something that I said today that was a blessing to your spirit, and that you can utilize something that I said, not only for yourself, but for someone else that you know might need to do a year-end business review, so that they can go into the next year on fire. I hope to see you guys in the next episode. God bless you. Take care. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.